This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 31st. I'm Jeff Bonsert. Yesterday, the U.S. Energy Department pulled the plug on its support for FutureGen. But federal lawmakers are trying to keep the project alive. Coming up, AM 580's Jim Meadows will have a story on that project. And we'll have a look at your wintry AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Several inches of snow expected in the area tonight and tomorrow morning. But first, a look at today's news. The U.S. Energy Department made its intentions official Wednesday by announcing it was pulling its support for the FutureGen coal-fired power plant. Illinois Congressman Tim Johnson says there are avenues to pursue for funding FutureGen, and he's not giving up yet. The Urbana Republican yesterday took part in a conference call with President Bush, echoing the comments of several lawmakers who have signed a letter urging the president to keep the clean coal-burning plant set for Mattoon on track. Johnson says he doesn't want to give people false hope, but says hundreds of jobs and this new technology are worth fighting for.
I'm not somebody who always sees the glasses half empty, and certainly there are opportunities, but I also don't want to, having had 5 years of what amount to broken promises now, I don't want to compound the issue by making another promise that I can't keep. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to convince the Congress, and more particularly the administration, to reverse what I think is an abominable change of course.
President Bush said he would take the comments of Congressman Johnson and Collinsville Republican John Shimkus under advisement. Johnson says he hopes to meet with the president in person soon. He and other members of Illinois' congressional delegation also sent a letter to President Bush. U.S. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says the Department of Energy is dismantling FutureGen in favor of a handful of projects around the country that would develop carbon capture and underground storage from coal power plants. But U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says applications for the smaller facilities won't be received until shortly before the current administration in Washington leaves office. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit Board voted yesterday to accept an intergovernmental agreement for limited expansion of transit service in Savoy. But they rejected one provision sought by Savoy that could slow down or halt efforts to resolve the long-running annexation dispute between the two bodies. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Mass Transit Board members rejected Savoy's proposal that 10% of MTD taxes collected in parts of town newly annexed for bus service be set aside for road maintenance. Transit Board Chairman Al Anderson said that wasn't part of the agreement negotiators for both sides had worked out.
The agreement that we submitted we thought was final, and they added that provision. I'm kind of frustrated about the whole process because of all the time and effort that we put in it. And I don't want to speak for Mayor McCleary, but I think he may be a little frustrated also because we thought we had everything hammered out.
When Savoy trustees approved the amendment in November, Mayor Robert McCleary predicted the MTD board would never accept it. But he defended it yesterday, comparing it to a tax incentive given to entice a business to agree to annexation. The proposed agreement is meant to settle the annexation dispute between Savoy and the CUMTD by allowing the transit district to annex a part of Savoy now while protecting most residential areas from forced annexation for 25 years. Savoy trustees will discuss the MTD board's actions at their February 13th study session. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The property tax debate in the Indiana legislature is getting some partisan squabbling. The finger-pointing began late on Tuesday when Democrats who control the House withdrew a resolution seeking to amend proposed limits on property tax bills into the state constitution. Now Democrats say the resolution was what Republican Governor Mitch Daniels was seeking, and they're accusing Republicans of trying to attach numerous unrelated amendments to the legislation. Some of the proposed changes sought to amend the constitution with limits on state spending, repeal property taxes on homesteads, and one to ban same-sex marriage. The withdrawal of the property tax resolution killed the measure in the House, although a similar bill has passed the Republican-controlled Senate. So that one now goes to the House for negotiations. Former President Bill Clinton made a campaign stop for his wife, Hillary Clinton, in the Metro East area yesterday. Clinton addressed students at the campus of Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. Avoiding all references to Barack Obama, his wife's competitor for the Democratic nomination, Clinton instead focused on policy issues, such as the senator's plan to allow college debt repayment through service jobs.
If you become a teacher, a fireman, a police officer, or even a doctor going to a rural area that hasn't had a doctor in a long time, if you do any of those things, the service itself is loan repayment. Every year you serve, you knock some of that loan off.
Hillary Clinton was born and raised in suburban Chicago and hopes that will get her some traction with Illinois voters on Super Tuesday. Currently, Clinton trails Obama almost 2-1 in statewide polls. The departure of Rudy Giuliani from the presidential race is catching some top Illinois Republicans by surprise. Sean Crawford has more.
Giuliani appeared to have the backing of the Illinois GOP establishment heading into next week's primary, but his early lackluster showings, including a crushing defeat in Florida, forced his hand. Republican leaders in Illinois, many of whom had publicly endorsed Giuliani, are now in limbo. That includes Giuliani's state chairman, House Republican leader Tom Cross, who has yet to say if he'll endorse anyone else before next week. Another Republican who'd come out for Giuliani is former Governor Jim Thompson.
When I signed up for the Giuliani campaign, John McCain's campaign was rapidly going downhill. But, you know, I give John credit. He's a fighter, and his campaign rose from the dead.
Thompson says he's now switching his support to McCain. However, Thompson says he counts both leading Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, as friends. Thompson was so upset with the move to bring conservative Alan Keyes to Illinois to face Obama in the 2004 U.S. Senate race that he crossed party lines and endorsed Obama. But he says he'll be voting Republican in the fall, no matter who is the nominee. I'm Sean Crawford.
Police in Kankakee County say a 74-year-old man whose truck ran into a ditch was found frozen to death on a neighbor's porch just feet from the doorbell. The Kankakee County coroner says Darrell Frazier of Pembroke Township died of hypothermia early Wednesday as wind chills dipped to 30 below zero. Police say Frazier's frozen body was found about a half mile from where his truck ran off the road. They say it seems like he was trying to get to the nearest house. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. U.S. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman made it official Wednesday. He was pulling federal funding from the FutureGen clean coal plant slated for Mattoon in favor of several smaller projects utilizing the same technology. Meanwhile, members of the Illinois congressional delegation hope they can convince Congress or the president to return to the original plan. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Mattoon was chosen over two Texas sites to host the FutureGen plant, and that's led members of the Illinois congressional delegation to suggest that Secretary Bodman would not have pulled funding from FutureGen if a city in the president's home state had been awarded the project. But Peabody Energy Vice President Frederick Palmer says Bodman's concerns were not about where FutureGen would be built.
It's been clear for a while that Secretary Bodman is not a fan of FutureGen. And that was being conveyed by body language and otherwise by the people at DOE who we were dealing with in connection with the issues that they raised when they first came up.
Palmer serves on the board of the FutureGen Alliance. That's the industry group that in December chose Mattoon as the site for the cutting-edge power plant. The coal-fired plant would extract most carbon dioxide emissions and bury them underground and also produce hydrogen from coal. But Energy Department officials raised concerns even before the site had been named. They said the FutureGen Alliance should have consulted with them before naming the site, and they voiced concerns about the project's cost, which had nearly doubled over the years to $1.8 billion. Secretary Bodman says he wants to spread FutureGen funding around, paying for just the clean coal emissions component at multiple facilities. The hydrogen production component would be dropped entirely. But Senator Dick Durbin, in an audio statement supplied by his office, says the new timetable for getting the restructured FutureGen up and running is not credible.
And they won't really receive applications for it until the end of this year, weeks before this administration leaves office. It can't be taken seriously. And quite honestly, who can take the Secretary of Energy seriously after what we've been through?
Durbin and other Illinois lawmakers have acted quickly to fight to keep FutureGen in Mattoon. They sent a letter to President Bush asking him to keep the project on track. The letter says they've lost confidence in Secretary Bodman and say his concerns about cost overruns don't add up because the Future Gen Alliance has offered to cover the increased costs. The letter was followed by a conference call between the president and Illinois congressmen, including Republican Tim Johnson of Urbana.
He called from Air Force One on his way to California, and he was very amiable and said that I was authorized to tell people in the district that we had a good conversation, that he would consider what Congressman Shimkus and I had presented to him.
Johnson says the president made no commitments about FutureGen, a project his administration first proposed in 2003. But FutureGen Alliance CEO Mike Mudd says he's optimistic that the support shown by Illinois lawmakers can lead to action.
Congress can legislate through legislation, can direct the administration to act on what they think is appropriate. So with appropriate funding and legislation in Congress, it can direct the administration to go ahead, keep FutureGen on track.
The FutureGen Alliance Board will hold its quarterly meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday in Mattoon. Mudd says they'll discuss ways to keep their plans for building a low-emission coal-burning plant in Mattoon on track. In the meantime, Energy Secretary Bodman says Mattoon and the other three finalists for the FutureGen plant could apply for one of the facilities in his restructured plan for developing clean coal technology. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In the forecast for the region, a winter storm warning is in effect from 6 this evening to noon tomorrow. Cloudy skies today, a chance of light snow in the afternoon, the high around 30. Then things get started tonight with snow and blowing snow, some heavy at times, an accumulation of 6 to 8 inches possible, not as cold with lows in the mid-20s, a 100% chance of precipitation. Blowing snow tomorrow morning, snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon, total accumulation of 1 to 2 inches tomorrow morning only, with a total accumulation of 7 to 12 inches of snow, with a high around 30 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night, with a low in the lower 20s. Saturday, partly sunny, the high around 35. Mostly cloudy Saturday night and Sunday, with lows around 25 and highs around 35. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, a chance of freezing rain and freezing rain, with a near steady temperature around 32. Not as cool Monday, with a chance of rain, the high in the upper 40s. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 31st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bonshard, AM 580 News.